A big part of what we're trying to do is increase the number of companies that export, and then the companies that do export, get them to export to more markets. And so you have a number of companies right here. Creative Concepts, I believe, is the name of the company that I visited this morning that makes pucker powder, which is a candy. And they're a great export success story. This is a relatively small company. I think they have about 32 employees. And in 2006, less than 1% of their revenue came from overseas sales. Just 4 years later, 25% of their revenue now comes from sales that they make in 30 countries. And that area is growing. So we're very excited. We've been helping them during that time, and we're going to continue to help that company and other companies like them.
So let's say I'm a small business owner. I have, you know, a great product. It's selling well in the United States. But how do I know if I'm ready to make that leap into international markets and into export?
Well, the first thing I do is just get somewhat familiar with what it takes to go into a new market. And there are a number of places you can go for that. There's a group called the District Export Council. These are volunteers, mostly small businesses that are already exporters. And they're appointed by my boss, the U.S. Secretary of Commerce. And we have them in communities all over the United States. There are District Export Council members right here in Birmingham. And the first thing I do is I talk to other small businesses who have dipped their toe in the water, if you will, of exporting, and learn the opportunities and the challenges, because there are challenges. But I would start there. And then you can certainly work with your state and local economic development authorities. A lot of them are familiar with the basics of exporting. And you can certainly come to our offices. The U.S. Department of Commerce has local offices in most communities. And we can either direct you to the right resources, or in many cases, we'll have the information you need.
You mentioned the challenges, and you know, there are critics who say it's great that we're putting these emphasis on export, but there are still challenges where there are markets, countries that are still reluctant to let U.S. goods into their domestic markets. What is the administration going to do to overcome those challenges?
Well, that's a big part of the National Export Initiative. I mean, part of it is helping small businesses find markets and ease their way into those markets. Long term, however, the way we're going to really double exports is to lower barriers. So we have a team of people that work with our trading partners around the world, and we shine a spotlight on trade barriers. And when we shine that spotlight, we say, this has got to change. And we work with the countries to do that. Now, some barriers, we have more success and quicker success than others. China has a number of barriers, both tariff and non-tariff, that we're working on, and it's going to take some time. In other markets, we've had great success. So in order for us to double exports, we've got to pay attention on just that issue that you've pointed out, and we're doing that.
This is a five-year plan, but do you have any sense of when you might see some sort of tangible effect of this initiative?
Yes, I'm very happy to report that we can already show some tangible results. Exports from the United States are up 17% in the first 7 months of 2010. We have, through our advocacy efforts of large government procurement projects from around the world, we have closed, or U.S. companies, I should say, have closed deals that total almost $12 billion in U.S. content. And our goal for this year in that arena was about $9 billion. So in the first 7 months, we've already surpassed our goal for the year.
On the job side of things, I mean, what point does this become a tipping point where it really does become a catalyst for job growth?
The efforts we put into this are not to increase trade for trade itself. It's really to create jobs. And so the advocacy number I just gave you, where we've hit just under $12 billion in U.S. content, that will support 70,000 jobs. So it's already happening that the more we export, the more jobs we create.